And I know that I would always think a language is part of who you are, very Absolutely. Much your identity. Definitely. So with the two languages, three languages, because you obviously speak standard English as well.
That's right.
But, and you speak
Korean and all kinds.
Korean, do you?
I was another, well, they another, talking that.
But can you kind of, with Chinese and Ulster Scots English, can you find yourself sort of entertained in the
mouth? No,
when I'm
talking Chinese, I'm thinking in Chinese, and to me it's as natural as anything.
And when you are talking in Chinese, are you like in that culture when you're talking? And you're, then when you're Ulster Scots, obviously you're in your own culture.
This might be very right. I say if you want to really speak a foreign language of any kind, if you go to Spain or anywhere at all, you kind of go there with a mindset, I'm trying to speak this wild foreign language. Mm-hmm. It's going to be quite hard for me. So you start there and you're starting off this fear. But what happens is any good language is you learn to act, because most of our language is acting. So for example, if I was an Ulster Scots community, I'm talking to there, Jimmy Dunbar, some fellow there, a farmer, my body language will reflect that conversation. There'll be certain body, rubbing the beard, or there'll be certain things there. I'm not saying it's an Ulster Scots thing, it's a country thing, perhaps. So when I was in China, I got into a bus one day and I said in standard Chinese, I would like to go to the train station. And the taxi driver looked at me, it's a taxi, I beg your pardon. And I mean, I thought, oh, jeepers. I could just hear him thinking out loud, oh, jeepers, oh, here's North Forum. No, understand a word that boy will say. So his mind was closed. I said to myself, I spoke perfect Chinese. I got my tones right. Every word was clear. Why did he not understand me? And I thought to myself, maybe it's racism. And I thought, no, maybe it's not. So I did an experiment. The next day I get into the taxi, and it wasn't necessarily him again. I jumped in the back of the taxi, never even looked at him, shouted out, fast in Chinese, right, boy, get me out of train station. As quick as you can. And he's driving along, and I could see him looking in the mirror, and he's putting on a very funny face. He's in Chinese. He says, ooh, he says, you're a foreigner. Mm-hmm. Of course he knew that when I got in, but he didn't know it, because what happened is I filled him by the way I carried myself. And the way you carry yourself, when I speak Chinese, I almost think I have to be Chinese. And I don't even my facial expressions or body language. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just ways of and I wouldn't be very demonstrative in Chinese, because Chinese people are not very gestural like Italians. So if you're in Spanish or French, you got to watch what the people are doing when they're not speaking. And that's how you, because that will give you confidence in. Uh-huh. And they're looking at what you're saying, but 70% they're looking at what you look like. And that's where it's all coming in.
You see, I notice, and I say, I heard different folk speaking Ulster Scots. And maybe it's on a radio, maybe it's on TV, whatever. Uh-huh. And it's like they're nearly ready to announce the Ulster Scots word coming up. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, there's no way the folks falling for that. That's the lost cause. So it's probably something the same, but it's like the different dialects. Uh-huh. I'm going to Donegal, strong Ulster Scots speakers, completely speak completely different to me, but good Ulster Scots speakers. And again, they're brought up at Monaghan, has a school that I would go to. And the Wayans, oh my goodness, they're just mad about who they are, because they're Ulster Scots.
Right.
So I find that, and as you go in the country, but as you say, it is the body language. And I could probably get up and dare yarn an Ulster Scots, because that's just me. Mm-hmm. And I would say, who can I do? I'm trying to get up to the Octaway, and folk were like that. Then other folk tend to use, it's the wee words.
That's fair enough.
They'll put in the wrong place.
Right.
I listened to a person young time, and I can't even remember what it was. It was a brief while ago. But straight away I picked up on the M word he was saying, because somebody in the programme says, well, what way are you?
Aye.
Says, I'm not twa bad. And I went, that twa is two, the number two.
Aye.
Whereas he was using twa. And I thought, oh dear, that's so wrong.
Aye.
But, and you do get, I think if you're in Chinese, you head off to a T or whatever language you're speaking, the exact same as Ulster Scots, but I think that you hit to be aware of them wee words that you think, oh, two, twa. I'm not twa.
My mum would say, give you twa soaps for tea.
Uh-huh.
But you're quite right.
Or twarthy soaps.
Uh-huh. I would say different too. Even English has a different too. Uh-huh. Are you right? I think you have, I think if you're in that flow, it's easy enough.
You get right into it.
Remember, for years we've been told not to talk like that. So you've got this thing going where even now, without, I'm trying my best, but if I was sitting in Bushmill having this conversation with you, or if I was sitting in the middle of a pretty field with this conversation, it would even be easier. And there's a few neighbours around and we could talk like that, then it would all come out, because then you've got that encouragement and you're supposed to. But I have to say now, since I started this and I focused this year with Chinese New Year and Ulster Scots Agency, working with them, it's been easier for me to, I'm finding myself, as even in the car, I was thinking there, I mean, weeks ago I was driving along and I was thinking, and I started talking to myself, and Ulster Scots, the things you do when nobody sees you. And it's easy enough, it was all there, it was very naturally, it's just a wee bit, it's below the surface, it hasn't been, it's like a drill up here, it needs to be dug up a wee bit.
Up the tab a wee bit. I would go into boardrooms sometimes, everybody in them will speak perfect standard English. Yeah. And it's nearly as if they're waiting for me to come in. And I think, oh no, here we go. They're waiting till I speak to see what way I say it. But folk will say it. They feel comfortable enough now saying it to me.
No.
Say that again, Anne. Say Wondersall. Uh-huh. And I say Wondersall. And if they're Frey England or wherever, they'll say, it's Wondersall.
Mm-hmm.
I say, no, it's not. It's Wondersall. It's you not saying it right. But, and you know,
well, that's a big mistake. The right and the wrong. The first lesson we learned in linguistics, I remember as clear as a day, he wrote it on the board. In linguistics, we cannot be prescriptive. So you cannot say to anybody, don't say it like that. And people used to come back, my family and my relatives and my friends would say to me, so what do you mean, you're a funny boy? When you talk to us, you can talk like that. And then you talk to them people there and your foreigners and they talk about it. You see, but that's the acting. Uh-huh. I'm a chameleon because that's the way I'm made. I tune into people. And so if I'm back then talking to a mechanic in Bushmill about even my kids, you say, Dad, when you were talking there to the mechanic, there was you got wild broad. I said, well, there's two words to think there, two lines of thinking. I said, first of all, I was taught abroad because I could and I understood it. And I said, secondly, he's a mechanic, going to charge you. So if he feels like you're not some kind of low end or whatever, he might not stick the knife in. So I said to myself, so there's a bit of an economic reason for doing that as well. But that's a natural thing. You try to build bridges with people. And I say, you know, when I meet people of all cultures, I'm trying to find the wee bridge there to
build up.
And I think the Ulster Scots community, I think we have that in there. We just need to do it there, you know.
And we hit you say to you, but when you come home just before you go, and you were sitting at your ma's table.
Sitting at my ma's table. I'd just been in China for 6 months. Jimmy, the pigeon man, had picked us up at the airport and Jimmy's sitting there and my maddie's hand-cut chips, you know, all sitting top of her mica table, you know, those ones. And you sometimes you just be buttered to bed on the table.
Get them in her house,
yeah. Oh, she was high. And then it fell off the dog goat on the ground. So Jimmy says, what's it like? And of course, Jimmy had the three questions. What's the weather like? What are the food like? And what's the toilets like? The moment Jimmy had finished that, it was back to pigeons. So my ma was sitting there, and I was very glad to be home and all. And my ma was soaring in the back of me, you know, in front of me. And I thought, my ma was looking at me. So I had a wild, mischievous, devilish thing in me. So I had a cup of tea in my hand. I hadn't started to drink it yet. And I lifted the cup of tea, it's here. I knew my ma was looking at me, and I shook the hand just about to spill out. And I took it way, way slowly, like it had some wrong with me. I had a few pints in me. And I drank the tea. My ma looked up, her eyes were like saucers. And you hear her thinking out, my poor boy, he's been in China and haven't fed him or anything out there. And I just laughed. I said, ma, I got you there. we had a core laugh at that.
He's drunk, done.
Oh, he thought, sure, I was done. Exactly. And we had a core laugh at that. So,
well, the languages is just, it's great. There's something else, aren't they?
Well, they are. That's how we communicate. That's our soul and that's our identity. So I think if you suppress it, then there's a wee bit of, constipation there. You need to let that out and be who you are. And as I said before, We can be a lot of people. You don't throw one out. You're just layers of who you are. Uh-huh. And tomorrow I'll be speaking. I'll be at a conference and I'll not be speaking Ulster Scots. Unless I meet somebody else. Uh-huh. There's a few Ballymulley ones coming. Oh, I might see if they
maybe
are.
Maybe you better speak Ulster Scots.
I better say, give a custom word to see if they understand.
Well, it depends what bit of Ballymulley they come from. You know, because some of them will probably not know Ulster
that's
Scots.
That's true.
A lot of outsiders in Ballymulley now, which changes things as well.
Sure,
and
sure.
Funny, I went to Portavogie, very much speak like ourselves, you know, and sadly for them at that time, because they were a good fishing industry and they were all able to converse with each other, and then people from other countries just come in, and lo and behold, the folk from Portavogie has kind of changed the way they talk so that these other folk understand them, and the language is nearly away. I think it's always important to keep your language alive.
Yeah.
Unearth the words, promote the words, and talk it.
That's right. Amen to that.
Thank you, Willie.
No problem. Thanks, Alan.